Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And a new news roundupper, if that's a word, joining us this week, Shalon Monroe, multimedia journalist for WDIO-TV. Hello, Shalon.
Hi, Robin.
So, Rick, the final chapter was written this week to one of Minnesota's most notorious and heart-wrenching crimes.
Yes, Donald Blum, the man convicted of the 1999 kidnapping and murder of 19-year-old Katie Poyer of Barnum, has died while serving life in prison, according to the Minnesota Department of Correction. Blum, 73, died Tuesday at the Minnesota Correctional Facility, Oak Park Heights, near Stillwater, Minnesota. He served 23 years of a life sentence for the first-degree murder and kidnapping of Poyer. Blum was ill at the time, according to the DOC, and his death of natural causes was expected. Katie Poyer was working an overnight shift at the Moose Lake DJ's Expressway on May 26, 1999. Footage from a surveillance camera captured a man forcing her out of the gas station. Her body was never discovered, but some of her remains, including a recently filled tooth, were found on Blum's property nearly a month later. He initially confessed to the murder, then later recanted the confession, claiming that solitary confinement and medications caused him to confess. Blum was a registered sex offender involved in 5 known cases of kidnapping or sexual assault prior to Katie Poyer's murder. Blum's trial took 5 weeks and included testimony from over 50 witnesses, including 2 women that Blum had kidnapped in 1983. The jury took 10 hours to convict him. Blum was convicted under the Paul Antonich Law, named for the 2 Harbor's teenager kidnapped and murdered in 1996. That law made a mandatory life sentence for murder in the process of a kidnapping. Poyer's murder led to the passage of Katie's Law, which included development of a statewide crime computer network, tightening tracking requirements for predatory sex offenders. The law made it more difficult for felons to change their names, which Blum did, and it lengthened prison sentences for first-degree criminal sexual conduct. It also provided money for probation officers and technology and staffing at the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
All right. Well, we've been hearing no end of air travel woes recently, including this week with the FAA's system failure that grounded all U.S. flights Wednesday morning. Now there's an issue affecting some Duluth air travelers.
Yes, there is. The ongoing nationwide pilot shortage is continuing to delay the potential flight between Duluth and Denver. The long-awaited daily flight to Denver International Airport would give passengers from Duluth access to a major hub to the west. But there just aren't enough pilots to support new routes, with regional airlines struggling to staff existing service, according to Tom Werner, the executive director of the Duluth Airport Authority. Still, Werner is hopeful that the $750,000 grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation in 2021 will attract an airline to establish the route. The airport has an 8-year window to use that grant. The federal grant, coupled with additional funds from area businesses, the City of Duluth and St. Louis County, is meant to mitigate startup risk for the airline and do some initial marketing. But for an airline to move in, the route needs to be profitable, and Werner believes it would be. Denver is already a top 5 origin destination based on daily passengers flying between Duluth and Denver. There already was a pilot shortage prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. At the time, the airline industry forecast it would worsen with a wave of pilots approaching the mandatory retirement age of 65. But when the COVID-19 hit and people stopped flying, it accelerated those retirements and interrupted the training of would-be pilots. Duluth received service from United Airlines with 3 daily nonstop flights to Chicago, and from Delta with 3 daily nonstop flights to Minneapolis. Sun Country also provides twice weekly nonstop flights to Phoenix, Arizona and Fort Myers, Florida. The Fort Myers flight, however, is on hiatus through the end of the month due to soft bookings in the wake of Hurricane Ian.
All right. Well, if you're a Duluth City Council member and you're in Denver or anywhere out of town and you can't get back to town, you can still catch up with your council meetings, or can you?
Well, local officials are advocating for a change in state law that would make it easier for them to do so. On Monday night, the Duluth City Council voted in support of a request to change Minnesota's open meetings law. During the early stages of the COVID-19 crisis, the City Council and other government boards and commissions were able to meet remotely due to a statewide emergency declaration. But now that the emergency declaration has expired, City Attorney Rebecca St. George said public bodies no longer have the ability to do so. At-large Counselor Therese Tominick said there are four reasons she supports the change. One, the occasional difficulty of attaining a quorum of board or committee members required to conduct official business. Also, the challenges some people with disabilities encounter when trying to access City Hall. Equity issues of people needing to sacrifice not only meeting time, but commuting time. And sustainability, as driving to a meeting physically results in additional carbon emissions. St. George said the proposed change, if approved by the legislature, would provide more flexibility to work around challenges such as snowstorms or the water leak that forced the temporary closure of City Hall recently.
Well, on the Wisconsin side, the Superior City Council is considering a proposal that some homeowners might want to hear. Shalon?
Yes, Robin, that is correct. Well, some of these homeowners will be excited to know that potentially they will not have to pay increased property tax when it comes to the 2023 budget. That's something that Superior Mayor Jim Payne says that he is looking to challenge going into this new year.
And we assume he has to get council buy-in on that for that to come to fruition. While they're looking at stabilizing housing expenses, another group is considering food security in the area.
Yes, the Superior Douglas County YMCA is hosting their free drive-through food distribution event this weekend, Saturday, January the 14th, from 10 a.m. to noon. The YMCA partners with Every Meal to provide 4 to 5 pounds of food bags to anyone that comes through the line. And we all know, with inflation still going into 2023 and food costs rising, if not daily, being able to find programs like what the YMCA is doing to help out families is definitely helpful.
Exactly. And lastly, the winter racing season is coming up for the dogs. There's the Bear Grease, of course, and skiers have the Birkebeiner just a few weeks away, but there's already a series for young runners going on.
Yes, and that series is the Youth Athletes Foundation Saturday morning at the races event for children 14 and under. It is a grandma's marathon program. The races are split into 6 groups with distances running from 1/8 to half of a mile. Now, the next race will be Saturday, January the 22nd at the University of Minnesota Duluth in the Ward Wells Fieldhouse. The last one will be on Saturday, February the 4th, at the University of Wisconsin-Superior Markovich Center.
And for more information, where can we go?
GrandmasMarathon.com, and you'll see a link on their page. The Youth Athletes Foundation, no charge to families, and they can sign their kids up either online or the day of the event by completing a short form.
Actually, I'm calling it up right now, grandmasmarathon.com, and right at the top, a tab that says Youth Athletes Foundation. We've been joined by Shalon Monroe, multimedia journalist for WDIO-TV. Thank you, Shalon.
Thank you.
And Rick Lubbers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org, DuluthNewsTribune.com, and WDIO.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. We leave you with a reprise from an early 2000s commemoration to Dr. King, led by the late Reverend Arthur Foy. Stay safe, everyone.